From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Dead Easy by Philip DePoy. Now let's begin with Dead Easy, Chapter 1, Easy Down Payment. I cut the dirty butcher paper, and a severed hand slapped the sticky floor with a sucking sound. Only a tiny band of gold made it seem remotely human. I was thinking that a shroud ought to be soft and white, not crackling and brown. I was thinking about that ring, too, how the sound of that hand broke the holiness of the night, the way death breaks a marriage vow. I just didn't know why I was thinking that, yet. It was 4 in the midsummer morning at Easy. Dally caught her breath, then sat on a stool. I looked up at her. "Is this why you called me?" "Did I know what was in there?" "No." She blinked once. "Was I worried about it?" "Yes."
"Any idea where this came from?" I searched the package.
"Oh, I'm pretty sure it's a package from home."
She sounded like a zombie. "I see." I rubbed my eyes. Why she thought the thing was from home, I didn't want to ask. I'd just fallen asleep when I'd gotten her call, only 30 minutes earlier. She'd been in a weird mood for quite a while, and things between us had been uncharacteristically strained. But I only have 3 rules to live by, and one of them is that whenever Dalliance Oglethorpe calls, I come. Later for the other rules, but they both involve her, too. "Home, Invisible, Georgia. That's where we grew up, what we got out of. The town was so small it..."